The National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRED, said the West Africa Examinations Council, WAEC, should be blamed for the persistent annual cancellation of the results of most students who undertake the WASI. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the president of the association, Christian Adaipuku, said WAEC has failed persistently over the years to put in mechanisms to prevent examination malpractices. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarten.
I'll put the blame on West Africa Examination Council that they have to take preemptive measures to prevent students from cheating instead of always sitting down for students and they eventually get their examinations cancelled. You cannot just allow students to have their own way, then eventually when they finish writing the examination, you go ahead and cancel them and then put a lot of pressure on parents and Ghanaians in general. I think they must back up their system and make sure that these things do not happen in the first place. Somebody cannot sweat for 3 years, then eventually they get his examination cancelled. Sometimes it's even annoying when they generalize that one or two students might have involved in more practices. Eventually you get all students' examinations withheld or eventually cancelled. And that is not fair. They have to do proper investigation, and those directly involved are punished instead of doing a generalized translation of results and other things. I think it's really, really wrong.
Others believe that at times there's a lack of preparation on the part of students that pushes them to engage in examination malpractices. Much as we agree that some students would want to have it the easy way, would you say teachers haven't also done enough? Because students most of the time complained that they didn't have a subject teacher for this subject or that subject.
Yes, I would agree that on few occasions you may have situations where students are not able to complete the syllabus and therefore they may want to resort to other means, pass the examination, but that is not right. Whether you finished or not, the little that you did, you must concentrate on that and pass your examination instead of going to cheat in the first place. No, not at all. Secondly, let me say that examination brings a lot of fever to students and they engage in a lot of panic reactions, and sometimes, in spite of how prepared they are, because they are not sure of what is going to happen in the examination room, they want to have a way that will make it easy for them to pass, and that is not the way to go. For me, I believe that as the properly school, to know that it is not very good for students to be panicking when they are supposed to do the right thing by making sure that they prepare well. If you are prepared well for the examination, there's no need for you to panic and then go and cheat the system.
Let's look at the generalization of the cancellation of results, where a school is perceived to have committed malpractices. Some of the students may not necessarily have engaged in these malpractices, but they are usually affected. Do you think WAEC should have a way of sifting the wheat from the chaff, let me put it that way, so that students who did not engage in any such malpractice are not affected?
Exactly. We have had many bad experiences of generalization of cancellation of results or WAEC not doing thorough investigation. Having had one or two evidences of malpractices here and there, they go ahead to punish every student. I think it is not right. They need to do thorough investigation. If two or three people are involved, punish them. But to say that the entire school is involved and you are punishing everybody when it's not everybody that is involved in the examination, that's not right. And what makes it even worse is that instead of curing the examination centers to make sure that such things do not recur, what they do is they move the center from where it was. I think the solution is not moving the center to another place, but making sure that the examination center